Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Building on the Rock, produced by St. Peter's Lutheran Congregation of Fond du Lac, located at 1600 South Main Street. Our congregation has had the privilege of serving our community with the gospel of Jesus Christ since 1858. You are invited to worship with us every Sunday morning at 7:45 or 10:30, or every Thursday night at 6:30. St. Peter's serves Jesus Little Lambs with a kindergarten through 8th grade Lutheran Elementary School and supports Winnebago Lutheran Academy. We invite you to take advantage of the many opportunities that St. Peter's provides to help you build your life on the rock-solid foundation of Jesus and His Word. For more information, call us at 922-1160 or visit us on the web at www.stpetersfdl.net. May God bless you as together we continue building on the rock. Welcome to St. Peter's Lutheran Church. This Sunday is one of those rare occasions where a minor festival falls on Sunday, the festival of St. Matthias. And we thank the Lord for the faithful labors of St. Matthias, who replaced Judas Iscariot in the apostolic ministry. Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. We have come into the presence of God who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children, but we have disobeyed Him and deserve only His wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to Him and plead for His mercy. Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt. God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, He has removed your guilt forever. You are His own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to His will. Amen. Please be seated. Our first lesson is recorded in Isaiah chapter 66. Unlike Judas Iscariot, his replacement, Matthias, would be a humble soul who trembled at God's word. This is what the Lord says: "The heavens are my throne, and the earth is a footstool under my feet. Where then is the house that you could build for me? Where then is a place that could serve as my resting place? For my hands made all things, so all things came into existence, declares the Lord. Yet this is the person I will watch over, the one who is afflicted and whose spirit is crushed, the one who trembles at my word." This is the word of our God. Please stand in respect for the gospel. The Holy Gospel is recorded in Luke chapter 6. Jesus picked his original 12 apostles. Judas, a traitor, would have to be replaced. It happened in those days that Jesus went up on the mountain to pray, and he spent all night in prayer to God. When it was day, he summoned his disciples and chose 12 of them, whom he also called apostles: Simon, whom he also named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, also Simon, who was called the Zealot, Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated for hymn 548. Please stand. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. We read from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. In those days when the group there numbered about 120 people, Peter stood up among the brothers and said, "Gentlemen, brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through the mouth of David about Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. Judas was counted as one of us and was given a share in this ministry. Now this man acquired a field with what he was paid for his wicked act. When he fell head first, his middle burst open and all his intestines spilled out. This became known to all the residents of Jerusalem, and so in their own language that field was called Akeldama, which means field of blood. Indeed, it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his residence be deserted, let there be no one dwelling in it, and let someone else take his position.' Therefore, it is necessary that one of the men who accompanied us during the entire time that the Lord went in and out among us, beginning from his baptism by John until the day Jesus was taken up from us, become a witness with us of his resurrection." They proposed to Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take the place in this apostolic ministry from which Judas turned away to go to his own place." Then they assigned lots for them, and the lot fell to Matthias. So he was counted with the 11 apostles. This is God's word. Please be seated. On January 30th, for the first time since the year 1914, there was a complete turnover of membership at St. Peter's Lutheran Church. On that day, our sister in the faith, Molly Hoagland, died. She was 104 years old. She was a member of our congregation throughout her life. Through the decades, she saw thousands of her brothers and sisters in the faith die and go to heaven. But then thousands of babies were born and were baptized, and adults were baptized and confirmed and replaced those who were departed. Molly saw 12 pastors serve her during her 104 years. Whenever a pastor would leave and take a call somewhere else, the Lord would provide another faithful shepherd who accepted the divine call to serve St. Peter's by preaching and teaching God's word and by administering the sacraments of Holy Communion and Holy Baptism. Molly has now left the church on earth and gone to the church triumphant in heaven. On February 3rd, we had another adult confirmation who replaced Molly as a member in our congregation. Eventually, Pastor Guzzi and I will no longer serve you as your pastors, but at that time, the Lord will provide other pastors to serve you. That's the way it has been since the beginning of the New Testament church, and that's the way it's going to be until Judgment Day. As we learn in God's word for today, the cycle continues. It's that cycle of vacancies and then replacements. One of the most notorious people in the Bible was Judas Iscariot. Out of all of the people in the history of the world, Judas Iscariot had that unique privilege of being in Jesus' inner circle. Jesus handpicked him to be one of his 12 specially chosen apostles. The apostles spent 3 years with Jesus being trained to carry out their great work of being his witnesses in all the world after he ascended into heaven. The apostles were Christ's official ambassadors who had divine apostolic authority to speak and to teach, to preach and to write God's holy word. When the apostles' work on this earth came to an end, their office of apostleship did not. It continues in heaven and will continue throughout eternity. Our Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 19, "I tell you the truth, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel," or governing the 12 tribes of Israel. We'll have to wait till we're in heaven to see what that really all entails. It was this special apostolic office that Judas Iscariot forfeited. Why? Because of his greed. Judas was the treasurer for the apostles. He was the keeper of the money bag, and he habitually helped himself to what was put in it. His love of money brought about his demise. Jesus' enemies, the Jewish ruling council, put word out on the street that if anyone could bring them to Jesus when he was alone, away from the crowds, that person was to report to them. And so Judas Iscariot secretly went to the Jewish ruling council and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" And they agreed to pay him 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. On the night before our Lord's death, Judas had the perfect opportunity to carry out his dastardly deed. He led a band of Roman soldiers and temple guards across the Kidron Valley east of Jerusalem, up the Mount of Olives to the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus was meeting privately with his other apostles. Judas said to the band, "The man I kiss, he's the one. Arrest him." And so with this expression of fondness and love, with this kiss of death, Judas handed Jesus over to his enemies. Perhaps Judas thought that he would get away with it. Perhaps he figured that they didn't have any charges against him and there was no judge who in his right mind would sentence him to death. Jesus would be released and nobody would be the wiser. But that plot backfired on him, didn't it? In the morning when he discovered that Jesus was condemned to death, he was filled with remorse. Those glittering coins that had so much promise for the future now became tokens of his treachery. In guilt, he took them, he threw them into the temple, and he went out and hanged himself. His body fell headlong, and it burst open. All of his intestines came out. It was a dreadful end for a dreadful man. Why? Because of his greed. And because of his demise, he left an apostolic vacancy. May you and I learn from Judas Iscariot. Those who nurse their greed, those who nurse their love of money, are in danger of pushing Jesus right out of their hearts and out of their lives. Jesus himself said, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? And of course, what's the answer to that question? Absolutely nothing. All of the wealth in the universe would not be enough to purchase one soul for heaven. And that's why we desperately needed Jesus, because without Jesus, you and I would join Judas in hell. Thank the Lord that God used Judas' evil work and turned it out for our eternal blessing. Jesus was railroaded to the cross, and there he suffered the punishment that you and I in a world full of sinners deserves, and he died. But on the third day, he shattered the power of death, rising from the dead, proclaiming that he has delivered you and me from all sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. It is only Jesus' precious, priceless, infinitely valuable blood that could accomplish that for us. That is the message that Jesus has entrusted to his church, and that he wants faithfully proclaimed through the public ministry of the gospel. Since 1858, our congregation has been served by 20 different pastors and 155 different teachers. And if Judgment Day doesn't come first, God willing, there will be many more public ministers of the gospel that will serve here. We know that in the future there will be vacancies. There are those who accept calls to serve another congregation. There are those who retire, and sadly, there are those who die. But whenever there's a vacancy, we know and we pray that the Lord will bring a replacement for that vacancy, just like he did in the case of Judas, providing a replacement for that apostolic vacancy. Sometime during the 10 days after Jesus ascended into heaven, Peter got up among the disciples that were gathered together in Jerusalem, and he reminded them that this apostolic vacancy had to be filled. The candidates for that vacancy had to be qualified. They had to be eye and ear witnesses of Christ's public ministry from the time of his baptism until the time he ascended into heaven. The candidates for that vacancy had to be witnesses of Jesus. They had to have seen him and walked with him and talked with him and touched him after his resurrection from the dead so that they could testify to this life-giving, glorious miracle. There was one vacancy, and there were two candidates, Joseph and Matthias. And the believers let the Lord choose which one he wanted. They prayed to the Lord to show them his choice when they would cast lots. Proverbs 16 says, "The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord." And so they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias, and he was added to the number of the 11 apostles. We hear absolutely nothing about Matthias in the Bible other than what we just read today. But we know that he spent the rest of his life in faithful labor to the Lord in his apostolic ministry, testifying to Christ's innocent death on the cross and his majestic resurrection from the dead. Tradition teaches that Matthias was stoned to death and had his head chopped off because of his testimony about Jesus Christ. Whenever a vacancy occurs in Christ's church, a vacancy in the public ministry of the gospel, our Lord requires that those people who fulfill those vacancies, the replacements, are qualified. And that's why it's so vitally important for you and for me to support with our prayers and with our offerings our ministerial training system. In addition to the over 20 area Lutheran high schools, the Lord has blessed our synod with two preparatory schools, Michigan Lutheran Seminary in Saginaw, Michigan, and Luther Preparatory School in Watertown, Wisconsin. Over 50% of our pastors come from those two schools alone. All of our teacher track students and all of our pastor track students go to college up at Martin Luther College in New Ulm, Minnesota. In addition to gaining skills for teaching in the classroom, they also receive a thorough instruction in God's holy word and in the doctrines of the Bible. Our pre-ministerial students go on to Wisconsin Lutheran Seminary in Mequon. Upon graduation, all of these candidates are qualified to serve in the public preaching and teaching ministry. They're presented to the church, and the Conference of Presidents of our Synod, for their first call, assign them to a congregation to fulfill a vacancy. What happens when a congregation like ours has a vacancy and there aren't any graduates available, or it wouldn't seem wise to have a graduate? That's when the president of our district gives us a list of names, and then we pray to the Lord, the Holy Spirit, for guidance, and then we vote for one of the candidates who are both qualified and available. And then we extend a divine call to that candidate. Now he has two calls. He can stay where he's at, or he can come and serve us here. The Bible doesn't tell us how it is that we are to extend a divine call. What the Bible does teach us is that when a public minister of the gospel and a congregation are brought together, it's God, the Holy Spirit, who brings them together. That cycle has continued here at St. Peter's since 1858. Christians have died and gone to heaven and have been replaced with new souls. These souls are served and nourished with the gospel through the public ministry of the gospel. And then vacancies arise, and the Lord sends qualified replacements. None of us was here when Molly Hoagland was born back in 1914. As a matter of fact, nothing that we have here except the stained glass windows was here in 1914. And yet the one thing that was here in 1914 we still have today, and that is God's holy word in all of its truth and in all of its purity. May you and I, like those who have gone before us, hold on to that word of truth and keep it in its purity, and then hold out that word of truth to the next generation so that cycle can continue until the day of judgment. Amen. Please stand. And the God of peace himself will soon crush Satan under your feet. The Lord be with all of you. Amen. We confess our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, go in peace, live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Building on the Rock, produced by St. Peter's Lutheran Congregation of Fond du Lac, serving our community with the gospel of Jesus Christ since 1858. You are invited to worship with us every Sunday morning at 7:45 or 10:30, or every Thursday night at 6:30. Our address is 1600 South Main Street. St. Peter's serves Jesus Little Lambs with a kindergarten through 8th grade Lutheran Elementary School and supports Winnebago Lutheran Academy. We invite you to take advantage of the many opportunities that St. Peter's provides to help you build your life on the rock-solid foundation of Jesus and His Word. For more information, call us at 922-1160 or visit us on the web at www.stpetersfdl.net. We'll be back next week with another edition of Building on the Rock. Until then, God be with you.